This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, get involved, get engaged, do the right thing. Got to do the right thing. I'm proud of my home city. It was one of the cities that voted against the sanctuary debacle in California. No, seriously, I mean, I'm so tired of hearing about, you know, I listened to 180 people, and, you see, I knew I was going to jump into this. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live, head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, lots you can do up there, and on top of it, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, to be afraid of, and you don't have to be. It's wrong to be. It's all good, as the kids say. But anyway, firsthand up front, as the proceedings for the Sanctuary City stuff, and some of you, my listeners last night, we posted a link to it because the city, that particular city, actually broadcast all their proceedings live. What I thought was interesting was, most of those who came up that were on, as we refer to, the left, they had the same argument over and over again. It's racism. I mean, there was no really valid argument other than it's racism. And I just keep coming back to the same thing. We either uphold the Constitution or we don't. It's really that simple. They were talking about how the sheriff is behind us and says it's a good thing, and that makes it okay. Those same people get upset when the sheriff busts you for having too much dope on you. You can't have it every way. You can't decide you're going to adhere to some laws and not adhere to the other. I used to tell my kids, you don't like the law? Don't break it. Change it. Take the time to actually change it. But the hypocrites get up there and they talk about how this is a law passed by the state, and that we have to adhere to it. Well, wait a minute. You just finished screaming about how the state shouldn't get involved in immigration with the feds because it's a federal issue. The feds need to spend the money. The feds need to deal with it. So how do you pass a law in a state that has, in essence, that has to do with dealing with immigration after you finish complaining that we're not supposed to deal with immigration? You're confusing people. You are extremely confusing people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I watched it go down last night, and look, there are lunatics on both sides. Let's just be frank about it, right? There are crazy people on both sides of the issue, crazy people on both sides of the aisle. We get it, we know it, we feel it. But the argument, the constant argument on the left about inhumane we were, right? Because we don't want people just to come here nearly willing. We don't want people just to come here. Look, I get you coming here for a better life, but why start off breaking the law to come for a better life? And the other thing I loved was the people on the left were calling Hispanics and blacks on the right racist. So it goes to show you, they're taking a word that had a lot of meaning years ago, and they've made it of no consequence. It has no meaning anymore. When you call a black woman racist because she wants you to follow the law, then it makes no sense anymore. When you call a Hispanic person who came here legally, who got their paperwork done the right way, who came here illegally, who came here legally, who's a legal citizen, who waves the American flag, who loves this country, even with her little broken English, when you call her a racist because you want somebody else to simply follow the rules, that puts you in the same category as a lunatic like they are, doesn't it? You're very confusing people. So I watched it go down, and I thought it was really funny. And then the people on the left are screaming that, you know, you have to listen to your constituency. You have to do, you know, what your people want you to do. Well, here's the problem. They really don't want that. What they really meant to say was, we want you to do what we want you to do. We don't care what the others want you to do. And I'll tell you why I say that. Because there were almost 500 emails that were given to this particular city council. 500 emails went out to them, asking them to opt out of the sanctuary state law. And 60 that wanted them to stick with the sanctuary state law. So if we go through democracy the way you were screaming last night, then the city council did exactly what they were supposed to do. As a representative, as one guy said, you're a representative of democracy. Okay. And the fact that there were probably 2-1 of people there that were for opting out of the sanctuary state bill. So when I look at that, I have to stop and say to myself, big time, stop and say to myself, if you truly want, if it's not just a lie, and you really do want a democracy, you really do want the city council or town council or whatever to listen to what you're saying, then wouldn't you simply, I mean, seriously, think about this. Wouldn't you want them to do the will of the people as requested? And that's exactly what they did last night. They did exactly what you asked them to do. So I don't know what your beef is, as they say. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. When we come back, retired General Paul Vallely is going to join me. We're going to talk about some of the things going on in the Middle East that you're not hearing about anymore. What's going on with ISIS? What's really going on in Iran? And do we have what's going on with North Korea? We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, I don't get this guy on that often, and I love having him on, so I'm not going to waste any time telling you to go buy my book and buy coffee mugs and all that other fun stuff. Let's just bring him on. Retired Major General Paul Vallely joins me, and General, I always love when you're on with me. I mean that sincerely, because you give us a plain, simple truth, easy for us to understand. Thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks, Joe. I attempted based on the information I get and what I can analyze and what I can tell you.
Yeah, and you know what? I've been telling people, we're you know, the news sources. I mean, what is it? I guess she's not a hooker. She's a porn star. We know more about the porn star than we know about where ISIS is at today. Are they growing? Are they shrinking? Are they still around? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So talk to us. Where is ISIS at as it stands today?
Well, we haven't heard much about them, have we?
No. Well they're busy with a porn star of their own. I don't know, but go ahead.
Right. Yeah. Well, they're into that. They're into porn. I know the jihadis are into porn big time. But ISIS is still around, hanging around in northern Iraq and Syria, but very small elements. They've been all but neutralized by the United States and by the Russians and by the Kurds. So from that standpoint, and even from the Turks, have had a dramatic effect on them.
Really?
So they're almost irrelevant now in that area of the world, but they've moved to Yemen, North Africa. So they're still active recruiting in Great Britain and France and some of the other countries around the world, but they're basically becoming a...
I'm kind of losing you there. I've lost you a little bit.
You lost me?
Yeah, now I have you. Perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
But no, I heard you say they've been moving around.
Anything?
But what's that?
You want me to repeat anything?
Yeah, please, yeah. So it's nice and clear.
Well, what I was saying is ISIS is about all but gone in northern Iraq and Syria. They've been destroyed by the Kurds, by even Turkey, by Syria, as well as Russia and the United States. So. They've been purged for the most part out of that area, but they're relocating and have relocated in Yemen and North Africa and some of the other areas, even in Afghanistan and Pakistan. So they're alive to some degree, but we've destroyed them for the most part in what we call the Levant.
Okay. That do it in English for the rest of us. What is it?
Well, the Levant really goes from Turkey all the way down to the Arabian Peninsula and that area around the Mediterranean Sea. That's all called the Levant. And for the most part, they have been neutralized in almost all the parts of the northern Levant, but still are active in the southern Levant to some degree.
At this point, though, with other Muslims or other people of the Islam faith, they're not supporting these people. They're not helping them. They've been weakened to the point now where others should be able to keep them beat down, shouldn't they?
Well, yeah, exactly. And you have much of the Islamic community, Muslim community, have turned against them because of what they've done to their women and friends and families and so on. So they're not in good favor. They're hopefully they're all gone to Allah.
Yes, please. So they're not an immediate concern of any kind for us, right? I mean, it's not that we're not being told about them because for whatever reason, but they're really just not simply an immediate concern, correct?
No, they're not. Iran's the concern.
Yeah.
What's happening in Damascus is a concern. What's happening on the threats to Israel. North Korea, those are the concerns. And thank God we got President Trump on top of this, and he's making deals that have never been done by any president. And I'm so happy that he has the foresight and the knowledge how to make deals with these people when no other president's been able to do.
Don't you love it? I mean, people think it's warmongering, and I loved it when he said, look, my button is bigger than yours, and our bombs actually hit their target. And I'm going, okay, that's it. The little guy over there in North Korea is now going, where can you hide me? You have to hide me. He's going to come for me.
Hey, like football, I got a better offense than you. I can run right over you. I can throw over you. I can score TDs. It all goes back to basic military strategy and thought process, which you deal from strength. Not from weakness.
And some of this is a mental game, too, is it not? I mean, I'm not a...
Well, sure.
Yeah. Because they don't know if he'll push the button.
Game.
Yeah.
It's always been a mental game in the world.
Oh, God. Now, North Korea lost the... Well, actually, it's the other way around. Iran is soon going to lose one of its playmates, right? I mean, they were very heavily involved in the nuclear game with North Korea, were they not?
Oh, absolutely. They tested the nuclear warheads there, and which they didn't do in Iran, but they tested the Shahab missile, the launch systems, communications, the satellite telemetry and all of that. So, yeah, they've been working hand in hand. But now Trump is, in a way, parted the waves like Moses did, the sea like Moses did. And, you know, maybe that's, I just thought of that. Maybe Trump is the new Moses. What do you think?
Well, listen, from a standpoint to keeping us safe, I do believe it. Look at, I love when people say he's not presidential. I go, good. I am so glad. You said the same thing about Reagan. I'm good.
Yes, I love it.
Right?
What the hell does presidential mean anyhow?
It depends on what side's talking. But this is why the Republicans can't stand him either. They don't know what to expect next. But look what he's done. Look what he's done between China and even in Syria. And you're looking at North Korea and Iran. There's a whole new world out there. And our allies now know we have their back. And our enemies now know they better watch their back.
Now, right? Even Europe, hopefully, Theresa May, Macron, Merkel, they're being taught a lesson in how to lead. It's absolutely, there's two things that happen. Not only is he leading the United States to make America great again, but he's also making, hopefully, with new leadership in Europe, making Europe great again, the Middle East great again. The new alliances between Saudi Arabia, Israel, United Arab Emirates, the United States, against the tyrannical government of Iran. I mean, the whole world has changed in 18 months because of Trump.
And you know, people still on the left are stuck on that mantra of, you know, our relationships in the Middle East are terrible. People hate us. We're going to deal with those on the other side of the break. They're delusion when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Retired General, Major General Paul Valley joins me after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We have elections coming up in my part of the world, just in a couple of, I think in about a month, not even, maybe 4 weeks, 3 weeks. And what I have to say, I hear people throwing names out all over the place. It's like, would you please do your homework? Do not stick the rest of us with some loser that we're stuck with for 2 years, and in some cases, 4 years. You know, you like the name, he looked good off the podium. Ask the right questions. Seriously, people. I'm tired of cleaning up, not just me, other guys out there. We're tired of cleaning up your messes because you thought you heard from Uncle Frank's second cousin that this guy would make a good city council member. And then you find out he doesn't hold up to any of your standards. Not a one of them. So pay attention. Don't waste the vote. Just because you have the right to vote doesn't mean that you get to waste it just because. You don't want to leave a box empty. If you don't know, it's okay. Leave the box empty. I'm good with that. I'm mad that you wouldn't do the homework so you wouldn't have to leave the box empty, but don't just check a box because you think you'll be wasting your vote. Anyway, retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time. I'd love to have him on more often, and we get the straight scoop as to what's going on overseas, what's going on in Iran with ISIS and other groups. In general, again, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate your time with me.
Thank you, Joe. My pleasure.
Yeah, so, listen, you've got the inside scoop, so I'm sure you know that there is Russian collusion here somewhere. It just hasn't been overturned yet, right?
No, I think it's liberal, democratic, communist, socialist collusion. That's the only thing I can say. Something to tear this country apart and destroy us. The enemy from within seems to be our biggest enemy right now.
Yeah. Well, you and I were talking during the break. You know, CNN keeps bouncing back and forth between the hooker and Russia. You know, it's just never... It's like the only two things that computers can turn out information on. It's ridiculous.
Can you imagine sitting inside a CNN newsroom and what it must be like with a bunch of losers
Listen,
rather than a bunch of winners?
You and I have both been in their green room, and it's just so hateful. It's so heavy and nasty. And anyway, so give us a scoop as to what's going on in Syria now. We don't hear much about what's happening at all.
Well, there's lots going on over there. There's a number of dynamics as you look at the players on the chessboard there, from Turkey to the Kurds, the Iraqis, to the Syrians, to the Jordanians, to Israel, Saudi Arabia, the United States. And so when you try to untangle all that and put some perspective on it, it's a really quite a challenge. But the biggest move you got to watch now is what's happening with the placement of Iranian troops and the members of the IRGC moving across the southern part of Syria, establishing bases and capabilities outside of Damascus in southern Syria, right on the Israeli border, trying to move and strengthen a road network and a logistics network all the way into Beirut. Now, so you got to sort of look at a map and understand what's going on. The Israelis are targeting every Iranian movement, location of any kind of troop buildup, missile sites, and they've been bombing those regularly for about the last 3 weeks. And so Israel's on top of it. They're on top of getting that information from their intelligence agency, Mossad, out of Tehran on the nuclear program, which they introduced through Bibi Netanyahu last week, if you got to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So the dynamics are now Israel, southern Syria, Damascus, Lebanon, and cross over to the northern part of Iraq, which the Shiites there are very well grounded with and working with the Iranians. So that's sort of the picture, if it makes sense.
Yeah, and you know, when Bibi came out, or Mr. Netanyahu came out and talked about what was actually going on in Iran, they called him on, you know, some of the mainstream media called him on the carpet and said, you know, this information wasn't right, wasn't true, it wasn't real. But, you know, that's just the mainstream media trying to get our eyes off of what's really happening, correct?
Well, they don't do investigative reporting. They don't have people on the ground over there. They repeat what they hear. They infatuate this fake news to a degree that the public out there watches, whoever watches CNN. I get so perturbed in traveling, Joe, through the airports now, and you just see CNN. It's horrible. And why the airports don't offer others, something needs to be done there, because the bad analysis, the incorrect analysis, not validated by facts, is what they report, and it's very frustrating. And I had won RT, Russian Television Today, 280 on Dish, and I find out through their reporting what's going on in the Middle East, and that pretty much of it's very factual. But I have to go to Russian TV to find out what's going on in the world.
Well, and it's true. You're right. I mean, sometimes I'm perusing channels. I'll stop there because doing what I do, I want to see what people are reporting. We've got listeners. I actually had a guy on live from Israel last night. We have people that come on from England. We have people that come on from Australia. And they're all telling me the same thing. They don't hear really what's going on in the States, the good news. All they're ever hearing about is how bad it is here, and you know, how Trump is actually getting worse. He's becoming more like a dictator. It's just craziness.
Yeah.
You know?
Craziness, yeah. Well, yeah, it's fabrication.
Well, I loved how the Germans came here and the French came here to try to change Donald Trump's mind. And basically they went back empty-handed. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, well, here's Germany. I think we beat them twice, or at least once that I know of, right? They got themselves in trouble. The French, we had to save their butts. Yeah,
World War One and World War Two, we saved the French every time.
And they got to come
we
over here
great,
and tell us.
We saved Great Britain.
God.
We saved Holland.
Wait a minute. Wasn't it great that Theresa May picked up the phone like after the German Prime Minister got here and said, okay, I can't let this go. All right, Mr. Trump, come on out and visit us now. I mean, she wouldn't put out an invitation to him until that happened. So him not being presidential is fine by me, isn't it?
He's being Trump, and that's what's important.
Yeah, that's what I really love. Hey, Let's get to the Chinese for a minute, because I don't see them as our friend, all right? I put them right up there with Russia. Mm-hmm. I think there's a big smiley face on them, but the reality is they would tank us in a heartbeat if they could pull it off. What do we need to watch out with for them? You know, they've got those islands out there that they're going to start protecting here. They're going to drag us into something. What's going on with China?
Well, they're expanding their influence tremendously. I could send you some reports of their influence in Pakistan right now. Two new seaports, two new air bases, their movement of the old Silk Road there, they're improving that. They now have got a new highway from Western China, down through Pakistan to the Indian Ocean. They're expanding throughout the South China Sea. They're very influential in the Philippines now.
Wow.
They're very influential, really, in helping us solve North Korea to a degree. So they're a power to be reckoned with. Trump can work deals with them as nobody can. So you'll see the three superpowers, Russia as well. Putin is willing to work with us. If we quit blaming the Russians on everything that happens, the Russians are not the enemy you may think they are. I had a great visit to Moscow last year, which I could talk to you about. But the Russians really like us, and this whole mythology of blaming Russia for everything is not happening. And I'll give you an example. You know, they broadcast this Russian jet basically hounding one of our reconnaissance jets in the Baltic Sea, okay? That's their area over there. The same thing off the shores of China. We do the same thing to them. And they do the same thing to us. So, oh my God, a Russian jet buzzed one of our reconnaissance flights in the Baltic Sea. Well, yes, that's what they do. They're checking on what we're doing, and we're checking on what they're doing. It's just the way it is.
Oh, it's been like that forever. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is. But, no, we can work with the Chinese. You got to watch them very carefully. I've spent a lot of time in the Orient. You can trust them so far. Trust and verify.
We got to go for a quick break. When we come back, we'll finish that up. And I want to talk to you about the CIA choice and why she's going through so much trouble. We'll be back in a minute.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Daniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help?
Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. As the song says, well, it actually doesn't say it. It says, you know, come on, take a free ride. There are no free rides. Somebody is paying for it someplace. So anyway, I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Let me bring him back on. I hate wasting his time because I love it. You know, he gives us stuff in plain simple English that we can understand, doesn't talk over our head. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time, and we're talking about really what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening with our allies and enemies. We're not hearing it anymore. If you're a non-Fox listener, and even on Fox it's questionable, you're hearing about is the pole dancer and, you know, Russia. And if she was a Russian pole dancer, it would be a perfect story. But it's not. Anyway, General, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Always a pleasure, Joe.
Hey, two quick questions. Well, actually, one question from a listener wants to know, is it true that the Obama administration and his secretaries of state funded and supplied weapons to ISIS? Is there any truth to that?
Well, I guess you could say there is, because we did send traitors over under Obama to remnants of the Free Syrian Army and associated al-Qaeda groups who were working with them, not initially, but later on. And I'm very familiar with the Free Syrian Army. But we provided arms over there. We provided training for them down in Qatar. So things went on, but not to any great degree. The Free Syrian Army never really got all the support they needed to overthrow Assad in Damascus. But the whole Obama team was so naive and so not knowledgeable of the Middle East and what it took. Bush wasn't any better, by the way. Bush never understood the Middle East. He got us into Iraq, which was totally unnecessary. So we go back through these inept presidents that we have had, and they've caused us so much destruction. Let me ask you a question, Joe. Who do you think the most destructive presidents we've had since World War II that have created more chaos, more damage, more wounded, more killed than anybody? Name me two if you can.
You're ready? No, wait. Yeah. Here. I got to be close with these: Johnson, Carter, Clinton, and Oblamo. I mean Obama.
No.
Really?
Oh, no. Nope.
I flunked the test.
Johnson for Vietnam, and George W. Bush for getting us into the Middle East the way.
Wow.
He did.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, that's you know what? Now I feel like a fool. My irritant with Clinton, and I did this story a while back. It's like every time a Democrat gets in office, the first thing that they do is they start wiping out, they take a red pen to the military budget. Now, I know you think that we spend in some areas too much money, that there are ways we can be just as strong and still cut back. And I like your idea, about the lily pad, type of basis. So, again, it's just amazing to me how that all comes together and the money that we just allocated to the military. Was that a big mistake or?
Oh, no, it was great. But if you go back to the question of destruction, people
right.
wounded, people killed, cities destroyed, the treasury that we spent in Afghanistan and Iraq, and Iraq was totally unnecessary, really was. I'd go into a lot of depth. Yeah, they had some chemical, biological weapons, but they were on their derriere economically, and they couldn't have mounted any serious threat to the United States. But George Bush created all of that. Lyndon Johnson, Vietnam was never a threat to the United States. And I spent 2 years there. I can tell you lots of stories. But a lot would think Clinton, but he didn't do much. He did Serbia and a few other things. Obama never really did anything. So when you look at the total destruction caused by decisions made by U.S. presidents, it was George W. Bush and Lyndon Johnson.
Wow. Well, I would have never... No.
Interesting.
It is. No, it's very interesting. North Korea, South Korea, you're seeing things come together there. Some of it, I don't know if it's dramatics, theatrics, if you would, or if there really is a coming together. You've got Japan and China also pushing for them to come together, if you would. I think, at least that's what I'm reading. But the North Korea, South Korea thing, I got a little bit of a thought going through the back of my head and saying, look, the guy in North Korea knows he can't keep this up, and not just from a war standpoint, but his people are dying. He's not producing there. The place is the crap hole that President Trump talked about a while back. You think he sees that the only way for him to save his people, the only way for him to save face, is to do some kind of merger, come together in some way with South Korea?
Yeah, I think so. I think the Olympics was the first big step forward on that. I think the initiative to release the three Americans today that arrived at Andrews Air Base.
Great
this
move,
evening.
By the way. Great move. Yeah.
And I think the willingness that it appears that they're going to meet in Singapore rather than the DMZ now. So, yes, this is positive. This is good. He may be more of a realist in North Korea than we think. But China, I think, has assisted on that, as well as the influence of Abe in Japan. So mm-hmm. These are very positive movements. The next positive movement has got to be a move in between and a meeting between Putin and Trump. And I'm trying to arrange that in Reykjavik, Iceland.
Wow. No, they do need to. We, you know, it's funny how the left always talks about conversing and diplomacy and everything else, but they really don't mean it because they really don't want these people getting together. I mean, there's no.
Well, they don't even know how to do it, Joe. They don't know how to do it.
I agree with you. They really don't know.
It's like falling in love. I mean, how many times have I ever fallen in love with a Democrat? It just doesn't happen. You may have a drink with them, but you're not going to go back with them and have a romantic relationship with these people. They're not romantic at all.
You know, you're going to get me in trouble. You know, my I got some family members that I've been. But, you know, it's really funny. We've talked about this in the show a million times. I've got family members that are Democrats. They just don't know that they're really Republicans. It's really kind of crazy. But, hey, before I blow all this time on this stuff, the Iran deal, okay? The president pulling out of the Iran deal, I've always felt it was a bad deal. You know, give us some insight on that as well. I mean, why did he pull it after saying several times they were fine?
They weren't fine. It was always a bad deal.
Well, no, it was a bad deal, General, but President Trump said a few times, you know, he reauthorized it or whatever the term is a couple of times saying that they hadn't broken the deal.
Nah, not really. He knew better than that. He knew it was a bad deal, and when it's a bad deal, you don't do it. And, of course, if Obama and Kerry put it together, you knew it was
it's
a bad
worse.
Deal. Yeah. So, anyhow, he did the right thing.
So, again, your thought, probably similar to mine and some others, is that some of the European leaders, do you think they'll all try to put a deal together with Iran or just a few of them? I know there's some money involved there, as usual.
Yeah, there's some economics involved in money. They'll try, but they'll fail because they're not strong leaders. So,
all right, so before you got to tell people about your organization. And how
they go to StandUpAmericaUS.org. That's our website. We're on three social sites on Facebook. We have a weekly newsletter that comes out every Saturday. If you'd like to get it, contact me at StandUpAmericaUSA1 at gmail.com or go to our website. Give us the support, the donations that we need to survive and do things that we do. And by the way, Joe, I don't know whether you knew it, but we're the ones that gave Trump the American First team.
Oh, wow. No, did not know that.
Yep.
Nope. Well, it's a great team. And we need to help prop it up and make sure we continue on with it. You know, I love these people enough to say that attitude is a racist attitude. God bless America.
Yeah, go to Google and Google American First with my name. You'll see I wrote the papers in 2014.
Wow. Well, look, God bless you, General. Thank you for coming on with me. Keep up the good work. I love the information I get from you, and I promise I'll reach out more often to have you on. Always a pleasure.
All right, Joe. All right,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Retired General Major Paul Vallelian, and I always enjoy when he's on with me. And you got to go ahead, and you've got to support his organization because they're doing a lot of good work. So head over there and listen. When we come back, our conservative Rican Julio Rivera, no relation to the other Rivera, and a lot more going on, guys. You know, they're not just distractions; they're realities. They're thrown at us all over the place. When you look at what's going on in mainstream media, they're not giving you some of these stories that you're hearing here on this show. Like why CIA nominee Gina Haspel is getting so much aggravation from the left. Don't they love women? I'm Joe Messina, your host, Listen to the Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.